Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. There's been an outpouring of support for Perth Zoo staff and volunteers following the death of beloved elephant Trisha. The 65-year-old passed away last night, surrounded by her carers. While the Environment Minister insists the relocation of Perth Zoo's remaining elephants won't be rushed, Rhys Whitby says the pair is being closely monitored as they grieve Trisha's passing.
We're going to care for them in the immediate aftermath of Trisha's passing. We're looking around Australia and indeed around the world for a very appropriate open range facility for those elephants. The prime concern will be their safety and welfare, so we want to get it right.
More Aussies could soon be rolling up their sleeve for a fourth COVID jab. There are reports it could be offered to people over the age of 30. It's currently available to anyone over 65, Indigenous Australians and the immunocompromised. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler is set to make an announcement shortly. A woman has been treated in hospital after flames engulfed her City Beach home. Emergency crews were called to the Chipping Road property around 7 o'clock last night. The cause of the fire is not yet known. WA has answered the call for help from New South Wales, with a team of emergency service personnel being sent in to help out during the flood crisis. A DFES officer and three SES volunteers will spend a week on the East Coast working alongside an incident management team. Around 60,000 people are still under evacuation orders and warnings across New South Wales. In sport, the Cats will welcome back Joel Selwood for tonight's Round 17 opener with Melbourne, while the Demons will regain Max Gawn and Luke Jackson. A semi-final showdown between Nick Kyrgios and Rafael Nadal has been locked in at Wimbledon. Kyrgios progressing after beating Christian Garin in three sets, while Nadal held on to defeat Taylor Fritz in a five-set epic. And a massive effort from Aussie cyclist Simon Clark, who's won the fifth stage of the Tour de France.
Listener.